Here we are. Session is now in session. Jimmy and the Wolf podcast.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing, man?
Oh, it's been a slow, or went and looked at an RV today. I was telling you about it. I'm going to use it to go tour. My 5-month tour, Tim Wolf tour.
It's awesome.
I'm trying to book. Bookings are coming in slowly. I booked another one today. I think I got a handful now. But yeah, saw this bus, this Ford, and it's going to be my tour bus. And yeah, the guy's going to finish it for me for the asking price. He wants to get rid of it, and it's going to be awesome. The one thing about it, though, it's not a speedster. It's a diesel, but 6570 is about its comfort zone. It doesn't want to go any faster, which is probably good for me. Keep me from getting in trouble.
You drive pretty fast, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a fairly aggressive driver, but not like you.
When have you ridden with me that you know that?
Oh, tons of times, dude. We went to, Orlando to the one business conference thing. We drove all the way there. You drove, in fact.
Yeah.
You drove the whole way there and you drove the whole way back. And I've ridden with you around Nashville many times. I don't think you're reckless. You're just aggressive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. Just being a driver. It's probably too aggressive on occasion. I know people get irritated, but I'm trying to get to my destination, man. Time's only, don't only have so much time. I'm only given one life in this world. I got to get it done.
That's right. Try to accomplish as much as you can.
Yeah. You know. So anyway, I'm excited about entering the van life, and maybe we should talk about that. Talk about van life. Anyone who is on here and has an RV or camper, if you can interject your what's wanted, what's needed. So this is for me. I'm not going out in the boondocks. I'm not going camping per se in the woods. What I want to do is use it to go to these gigs and I'd have to pay for a hotel and probably parked in a truck stop or Walmart or Planet Fitness. I want to use the showers in the Planet Fitness. And what's necessary, what can you give up? I don't want to have black water. I don't want to have a toilet with black water. That's I don't want to mess with that. I know these big RVs have that. I'm thinking about getting an incinerator toilet where it literally incinerates all your stuff, all your waste. What's that?
The poo incinerator.
Poo incinerator, yes. And it also incinerates the liquids. So your urine, your number one and number two, it just incinerates it. And I've seen it can either be with propane powered or electric powered. And I think that's the thing. I mean, I've been in tour buses when we used to tour as a kid, teen choir. You get on that bus and the bus has to be drained. How about your friend, starts with an A. She lives on an RV in Nashville. Allie or Amanda? Or
Andy.
One time she came to a writer's night, right? And she had to leave because she had to go drain her tank, right? Or she had to do something because she had someone coming over and she had to drain her tank. Remember? Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't remember the details, but it was been a couple of years. She was at my house, and we were going to write, and we ended up just getting to know each other, which is important when you're writing. You have to get the feel for the other person. And she cut it short because she says, I got to get back, and I got to drain my tank because I got people coming over. And I'm guessing that must be because there must have been an odor. Why would she need to drain the tank for people coming over? Do you remember why? I just remember she said she had to drain my tank.
I didn't ask. I just thought.
Or maybe so that they could use the facilities. I'm not sure, but it's a pain, and I don't want to mess with that. You think that would be a good thing for me to mess with the maintenance aspect of that? Do you think I'd be good with managing the black water, white, gray water thing?
I think it would be a really short tour.
I just don't have patience for that. But give me an incinerator, a poo incinerator.
Yeah.
And I'm all about it. Because you could go without. I mean, the guy that was selling it to me, he said they weren't going to have a shower or a toilet in it. They were just, but they were going to be out in the woods, I guess. And that's a whole different animal if you're out in the woods. But if you're parked in a parking lot, maybe at a truck stop, yeah, you can go in. They're probably open 24/7. You can use that. But what if you're parked, I don't know, outside a venue, you know, and they're closed? I mean, you want to use the facilities.
At 2 in the morning.
At 2 in the morning, yeah. I mean, I just like the idea of having a toilet and a bunk bed. I mean, it's a twin size bed that they built in it, which is wider than the average bunk. You said you've been on a tour bus. How wide are the bunks in a typical tour bus at musicians? They're
like mattresses.
What's that?
They're like air mattresses.
They're like 2 feet wide or maybe 3 feet wide. How much width you got to sleep in?
They're really narrow.
Oh. Hey, Jeff. Jeff, you need to interject your knowledge. Okay, you, well, thanks for the compliment, Jeff. I'm sure you're looking well as well. I haven't seen your beard in a while. I'm sure it's, you've got it going on. Composting toilet, okay, yeah, that's another thing. But you still got to get rid of the waste. I mean, where can you do, can you throw the waste into a trash bin? Is that allowed? How about the liquid? I mean, what do you do with that? I drink water. I drink coffee all day long. And I do number one probably 20 times a day. There's not as narrow as the racks on a submarine. I bet they aren't. How much width did you have on a submarine, Jeff, when you slept? Probably 2 feet, maybe 18 inches. No big guys probably could be on a submarine. Did they have a size limit? That's curious. Did they have a size limit on the submarines? You couldn't be a really big person and be on there wide. I mean, there's some big men. There was a big man at the concert last night I went to. He probably weighed 400. I mean, I don't see how he could, big guys hung over the sides. I got to put that in the comments here. I forgot. Put the comments on the thing. Big guys hung over the sides. I love that. So do you have experience with a composting toilet? Sir, Mr. Boyd, Fedge. I'm just curious because yes, the composting toilet is hundreds of dollars, and the incinerator, poo incinerator, that's not what they call it, but we should copyright it, is thousands of dollars. I think it's the cheapest one is $1,500. And you have to use their, for each job that you do, you need to use their paper disposable thing. just dumps off the Golden Gate Bridge. Oh, that could work. anyway, so you use that, and then that incinerator, then you... That incinerates with all your business. So next time you use the toilet, you have to get another one, like a coffee filter, like a big coffee filter thing. But they're 10 cents a piece. I priced them. They're making the disposable. You know, they get 400 at a time for $40. So 10 bucks a piece, 10 cents a piece. So, you know, there's a cost there, of course, and cost for the energy. But to me, that's 10 cents to use the toilet. I mean, you probably don't have to use a new one every time you do number one, probably just number two, because it does seal up completely. It seals completely. So the shower, I mean, heck, when I was a kid we worked outside, we took a bath once a week. I'm not advocating for that, but it's kind of a trend in society now. Big celebrities are saying that they don't shower, they don't bathe, you know, so people are getting used to not having, you don't have to take a shower every 2 hours or something. And I want to use truck stop showers. I mean, I definitely use a toilet more than I use a shower.
Mark, yeah.
So Jeff says, no personal experience with a composting total, but I was less than a mile from Planet Fitness when I lived in my fifth wheel. Yeah, that's for the shower. That's what I'm planning on doing, getting a Planet Fitness, exactly Planet Fitness, and then working out because I want to keep working out on the road, and then also using, you know, the shower facility. And, you know, what else I need? I definitely have to have a coffee maker because I drink coffee all day long. I need a fridge, a mini fridge. I want a table so that we can, when we go on riding retreats, Jimmy, you and I, we can, or whoever comes with us, we can sit at the table and write. You need a table to write, I think. You got to write down your lyrics. And Wi-Fi, I want Wi-Fi. And those are my wants. And the guy has a cabinet maker who's hungry, said he'll do it for just the cost and labor. And so we made a deal, and he's going to do that. It's going to have a tome that has a fold-out, and it's going to have a cabinetry in it with a countertop, and I guess not a burner. I mean, I don't cook much as it is, but you can always do a, you know, some, like Jimmy, you were saying. But the electrical part's going to be toilets used to cost a dime at Newberry's. I don't know. I don't know that, Jeff. I don't know that a dime. That's awfully cheap for a toilet. Could be, though. Newberry's. Boy, that's a blast from the past. Used Newberry's back in here in South Dakota. So, you know, I don't cook that often as it is. So a burner of some sort, but the electricals is going to be important to me because I'm thinking about getting some lithium batteries. They do have that, and then charge it from the diesel. It's a diesel engine. And, $0.10 to use the toilet. I gotcha. I'm with you. $0.10 to use the toilet, not to buy one. Okay, Jeff, I misinterpreted what you were saying. My apologies. So what was my thought? So I need electrical. I want to be able to plug in my computer. I want to be able to charge my phone. Of course, your USB charging would work, but I need power for my coffee maker. I want to have a microwave. A microwave takes a lot of power. So lithium batteries, my plan is, I want to research this more, but I want to get lithium batteries that are installed and can be charged from the diesel engine. And if I need a new alternator, a more powerful alternator, I'm fine with that. I'll buy that. That should be out there. I mean, this van life thing is a pretty well-developed deal. A lot of people are doing it. There's all kinds of add-ons you can buy and aftermarket stuff. So I just need to do the research. But you need an inductor, so you have 110 volts to go from, you know, 12 volt, which your system, any vehicle is 12, and you need to go to 110, so that's an inductor. And then using lithium batteries. I don't know if the batteries are 12 or 110. Maybe they're 12. I don't know what the batteries are stored at, but that's my idea. And I mean, I'm going to be in this thing for 5 months, so I don't want to go stir crazy. I want to have some of the comforts of home. I mean, I want to have a TV so I can watch the Celtics. Doesn't have to be 75 incher, but you know, something that's reasonable. Yes, exactly, Nick. Solar panels, an idea to charge the batteries. Yes, I would be willing to do that, but I also want it to. I'm going to be driving a lot between gigs. You know, I'm guessing the distance between gigs could be as much as 2, maybe 5, 6 hours. I'm not sure. My booking agent booked it all out for me. And while that vehicle is running, it could charge the batteries. But solar, yes, I'm very open. I love solar, the idea of solar. I'd look into the cost of that. And yeah, I mean, the guy was telling me that it's cheaper to keep it running than to turn it off and turn it on because it takes so much, I guess, to start it up. I mean, you go into a truck stop and the diesels are running. They're used to idling. Mm-hmm. You know, trucks are always running. So I don't know the specifics about all that, but I know they keep them running. And so you could keep it running and idling in a truck stop if you needed to. I don't know if that's the best thing. That's maybe not environmentally friendly. I'm not 100% certain, but it's exciting. It's fun. It's a whole new field, and educating myself about it, my home away from home. Maybe I should reach out to your friend Andy because she's been living in an RV. Last time we spoke to her.
It's been a while.
That was pre-COVID. She may no longer be living in the RV. And
I don't know. It's been some time since I've spoken to her.
I would like to reach out to her. I will get her number from you. I think I may have it. I'm not sure, but I may still have it.
Well, remember our phones did that weird twinning thing?
For some reason, all of our data is.
Well, we had all those moving parts because we were opening businesses, and then I think the laptop was the common denominator. You gave me the laptop that you had on indefinite loan.
40-year loan,
and set up all these different accounts and business, and the laptop remembered a bunch of your passwords. And then that's where things got weird. Like we went into the upside down where like a couple of times a text message made it to your phone or something like that.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I mean, it's scary, but if we weren't such close, we trusted each other. On the road again. Yes, I have covered that song. I have played that song, and I could definitely do that. That would be a very fitting song, On the Road Again by Willie. So making music with my friends. So our phones, our data has, when I log into a site, I often have a menu of choices between mine and Jimmy's.
Right.
Good thing we can trust each other.
Man, it's insane.
We can log into each other's Facebook, each other's whatever. But what does concern me is our employee has that computer and she can do the same now. So we got to straighten that out in some way.
Yeah, right.
So far, to my knowledge, nothing has happened. But, it's
just scary to know that it can.
But it can happen. The exposure is there. Yeah.
That easily, like it did for us. And it was as simple as like sharing a laptop.
Right. And I went to ZMac, which is my go-to guy now because I'm not a new computer guy. I like to buy used computers and he handles them. In fact, I bought a new, because he was telling me that the laptops that we have may be obsolete. We may not be able to get on the internet. Besides, it's not fast enough. If I get the urge, I want to be able to record music. I'm going to take some of my recording gear with me while I'm out there. And so I bought a new to me used 2018 computer. And so I guess that's still in AppleCare, but he deals with things that are outside of AppleCare. They're expired. And great resource and great guy. One day I was in a horrible mood. I was so
brilliant, dude.
Brilliant dude. He used to work for an Apple certified place. And he was so kind to me. He's got me for life. One day I was exasperated. You've seen when I'm exasperated, impatient, things aren't working. I'm not very, very kind to people. Unfortunately, that's a flaw of mine. In spite of that, he actually told me, he said, "You're about this close for me asking you to just take this computer and leave my shop." And I was like, ooh, and I apologized. But then when I came back to pick it up, I was very meek. But he said, my vehicle. Oh, I'd locked my keys in my car. That's right. And I had to take an Uber there to get it. And I was going to call an Uber. And he said, no, I'll take you. Way out of his way. And took me there and unlocked my vehicle to get my keys out of my vehicle for me after I'd been a real jerk to him in the store.
Right.
And I'm like, man, you are a better man than me. I will never go anywhere else for computer stuff. He made a fan for life. Great man. So as far as his disposition, I don't know his real name, but he goes by Z. It's probably a complex name. I think he's Moroccan or something because the employees that work there are Moroccan from East Asia, that part of the world. Syria, Morocco, that kind of, and he may well be of that, He's dark-skinned dude. I don't know his actual name. So it probably goes by Z because it's a non-American name.
You're right. Probably something Americans can't say.
Right. Yeah.
And so he got tired of it and just said, call me Z. You know what I mean?
His employees even call him Z.
Right.
So.
Smart dude.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to... RVing, this is a whole world. You can find communities talking about Z is easy to say. Yes, it is. Communities online about conversions. I mean, there's all these different subsets. I mean, you can get a pickup and pull a trailer, fifth wheel trailer. You can get an actual RV. You can have a van that you convert, like a Sprinter, or this case, this particular vehicle. You had to help me because I had an aversion to this. This is a shuttle bus design. It's got the doors. It's like the school bus with the doors that split and open in the middle, and you move that handle, you know, the school bus driver or the bus driver. It's like the type of bus you take when you get to the airport and you need to go to the hotel or you need to go to the rental car, that kind of a place, that kind of a bus style. And I was like, man, I don't know. This is very uncool. I don't know if I want to pull up to a gig driving this. And you assured me that you wouldn't have any issues with that.
No, I think it's cool.
And I asked a few other people, and nobody said, what are you concerned about? But I also was concerned about how is it going to drive on the highway? Because, you know, shuttle buses, they don't ever go at highway speeds because they're just going in town from place to place. And I did take it out the highway, and it's not going to win any speed races, but probably good for me. I can't get in trouble then. As long as the windshield wipers go swish, 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 you're good to go.
That's right.
So, you know, I got it up to 65, but getting it beyond there was probably, you know, it was laboring a bit. I did get it up to 70, which is probably the back speed I should be traveling anyway, you know. So it's bigger than a Sprinter van. It's wider than a Sprinter van. I mean, if you know the Sprinter van, like the if you have Amazon being delivered to you, they're probably being delivered in a Sprinter van design style. And there's a couple designs. There's the extended length and the shorter length. There's the 144-inch wheelbase, the 170-inch wheelbase, and then they have extended top with a higher top. So that's I looked into those. I should travel the back roads when I tour. Yeah, well, I want to see the country. Am I going to be frustrated with this thing that it doesn't go fast enough for me and it's a laborious, but it does have speed control. I mean, yeah, it's cruise control, my bad, so that I could put it on cruise control and let it figure out its own laboring and just drive the thing. So that's probably the best thing for me.
You can always set it on 65 and take you a little nap.
So, yeah, and it's a mid-aughts, you know, so it's not a new vehicle, but it only has 150,000 miles, which for diesel is pretty low.
Yeah.
Pretty low for diesel. I guess you said a church had it at one time, and it had in the back, he said it had one of those lifts for wheelchairs. That's why it's got doors. It's got so many doors. It's got the driver's side door, of course. It's got the doors that split, like the school bus door, what would you say? You know, go like that and open when you have the thing and you go like that to open it. So those two doors, and it's got the two doors in the back, typically what you have.
Like, does it still have the lift?
And then it has a door in the side in the back, a double door in the side in the back.
Is the lift?
No, the lift's out. He took the lift out. That was for the lift. That the back was for the lift. And so it's got so doggone many doors, right? Howard, my roommate, said that, well, if you ever get in a fire, you'll be glad that you got ways to get out. So.
What an optimist.
He's, yeah. Well, he's an optimist that you would be happy that you would have the ways to get out, I guess. But so, you know, it's a little unconventional. I mean, but. For the price, everything is very expensive, and I haven't been able to see anything. And for an actual RV, even just a bare Sprinter van that needs all the work, was more than what I'm paying for this. And he's already done the insulation and shiplapped it. It looks beautiful. The inside, it looks like an apartment. I showed it to a friend of mine. She said, man, that looks like an apartment. Like a New York apartment or something, a really small one. He's got the pergo on the floor, and it just looks really sharp. So it's a lot wider, you know, it's considerably wider than a Sprinter van. those shuttle buses are wider, you know, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. And it's definitely not going to be back roading. I'm not a camper back roading kind of guy. This is about touring, traveling, going from venue to venue, and not having to pay for hotels. Have my gear in there, my guitar gear. I want to be able to, when I'm parked, I want to be able to practice my guitar and songwrite and stuff like that. So, and I want to be able to, you know, have you come along.
Yeah, absolutely.
At some point. And
don't take the basement.
Don't take the basement. Don't take the lower bunk.
Your Fender basement that you have.
I won't take that. No, I won't take that. That's a many thousand dollar.
It's like the holy grail of amplifiers.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. Yeah. When I took that, I bought that on reverb.com. It's a 58. It's not a 59, but a 58, same design. And it's got the original Jensen Jensen speakers. And when I took it over to Nashville Amplifier, which is the place to go, when I picked it up, they said, oh, by the way, it takes 3 months for them to work on something. Everything is so backed up. Our entire economy. There's a shortages of everything.
Everybody's
backed up. What the heck is going on? I mean, I'll come circle back around to the amp. This morning, I went to Waffle House. I woke up a little later than normal, and I had a call at 10 o'clock. And I normally go to First Watch, and First Watch too far away, so I had to go to Waffle House, try to get back. I walk in there, they are slammed. They must have had, sometimes I've walked in there and they have like 15 phone orders. They had 3 people at the grill. Normally they have, I don't know what states our listeners are. I mean, Jeff, I don't know if you have Waffle Houses there in Minnesota and South Dakota. I think there's one Waffle House in South Dakota. Waffle House is more of a Southern thing. But they are designed for efficiency. The building is small, and you get them in and get it out. And they were so slammed. They had 3 people at the grill. I've never seen I've seen it before. People order like 15, 20 meals. And I barely got back in time for my call. And nobody can get workers. Shortages of parts. I was waiting in line at another restaurant, Red Lobster. And 2 of us were waiting, another guy, and there was no hostess to seat us. They didn't have any work in there. And we got to talking about how everything is shortage. And he says, yeah, I'm a contractor. Nobody can get paint. Paint is short supply. So you can't.
High right now too.
Say it again.
It's really, really high right now.
Paint. Oh yeah, that's right. Cause we have a construction business. So, I mean, I wonder what the key ingredient in that it's short. It's just, This I've never in my life that I can recall where everything was in such short supply, and not just parts, but people as well for work. Nobody can get workers.
It's the weirdest thing, man. I don't understand it. It's almost like people, you know, COVID, like everybody got locked in and they just didn't come out. So I don't, you know, it's like, what other explanation is there? I know a lot of people were getting money and stuff all through COVID, but all that's dried up and people have to live. Why is there a shortage of laborers?
Yeah. I've read articles on it. I'd like to read that sort of stuff. And shipping. I mean, I used to ship containers to Asia of soybeans and wheat, other products. Oh, here we go. Here's Jeff. It says, can get pickles at Jimmy John's, because I know you work at Jimmy John's more for the fun than the money. Delivery for them. I don't know if Jimmy John's. Well, yeah, we have Jimmy John's down here. Do you have Jimmy John's up in Indiana?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. Good food. Pickles. Yeah. Why is there a shortage of pickles? What is the, I'm curious. I'm the kind of man that wants to know why is there a shortage of pickles? What caused that? I just would like to know specifically what caused it.
COVID, there's COVID all over the pickles now.
Well, everybody. I'm most likely going to Google that. Why is there a shortage of pickles? Because and it's usually one thing. If you have 10 things, one of them will be short. weirdest thing. And why would it be pickles? This is an example. I mean, the things you wouldn't think of. I mean, pickles is not a hard thing to make. My grandma used to make pickles. I mean, it's just pickling. You know, you take cucumbers, right? Isn't the raw material for pickles cucumbers?
Yeah.
You
pretty much cucumbers and vinegar.
Yeah. And I've been doing it since time immemorial. It's not difficult to do, you know. So it's not like, you know, the latest, greatest superconducting chip or something. You know, so why is there a shortage of pickles? It's just that's an example. There's random examples like that. There's a shortage of this item. And who can explain it? Why is that happening? A man wants to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
So I don't remember what we were talking about before that, but I'm excited about van life, and I can't wait to get on the road and start posting videos from, oh, here I am in my van, and
yeah,
you know, upstate Wisconsin or wherever.
Yeah, and you've got to figure it out too, man. Planet Fitness is like Fedge was saying. Planet Fitness, that's a great resource.
Yeah, I don't know how many. I don't know how real. We'll see. It'll be a learning experience. We don't know how realistic this is going to be, but
you know what I'm going to start doing? Every time that I meet a homeless person that asks me for money, I'm going to buy them a Planet Fitness membership.
There you go.
Think about it.
Wow. $10 a month.
$10 a month. They could go there and get a shower. I'm going to get sued by Planet Fitness.
Actually, I usually go late. I mean, I have weird hours. I usually try to work in my studio till midnight is my normal thing. And then I go to the gym when I do weights. I run in the morning, but if you can call it running, it's pretty slow. But I do my weights 3 times a week after midnight, typically. And I've gone in there and I've seen what looked like homeless people sleeping in some of those massage. I saw what looked like a homeless person sleeping in the massage chair. You know, it wasn't running, but she was sleeping in it. And well, God bless her. I mean, she probably looked like a homeless person. I wasn't sure, but I don't think that would be the first person to do that. I mean, I think people were going in there and sleeping. And if you had a sympathetic manager or night shift worker who was managing it, heck, you go in and no one's at the front desk. You wouldn't even have to scan in because the person who works there is usually off cleaning. You know, they have tasks. They usually are hard workers. They don't stop. They're cleaning the floors and doing all their tasks, but they're not sitting at the front desk. So you literally could, numerous times I walk in, nobody's checking to make sure that I scan my little card before I walk in. So you could come in. And there was a guy there standing last time I went there, and he was standing, and I saw him standing there and noticed he was standing there for like 15, 20 minutes waiting for somebody to come up. And I said, "What's up, dude?" as I was leaving. And he said, "Man, I'm waiting. I'm just trying to get this after work so I can check in." I said, "Just go work out. And then if you see somebody up here, come up here." And he said, Oh, thanks, dude. I'll do that." So, I mean, he apparently had paid for it because he said, "I'm just trying to get this app to work. And I'm having trouble with the app." But yeah, Planet Fitness could be a resource. Between that and truck stop showers, between those two, should be good, I hope.
Yeah, if you're down south, there's a lot of those. Crystal Flash, I think I could be wrong. I think it's called Crystal Flash. It's like a gas station / truck stop. Where you can buy like anything. You might close at those freaking places.
Well, and you can always, in a worst case, man, you can get a wet washcloth and, you know,
right.
Wipe yourself down, so to speak. And we're going to have water. He's going to install a 10-gallon hand pump faucet with a sink. Mm-hmm. He said he's got a boat. And he said, "You'd be surprised how far 10 gallons go." He says, "I got a 10-gallon tank on my boat, and I spray off the deck of my boat. And it goes a long way. It's 10 gallons. So he was his opinion. Of course, he's trying to sell me the RV, but good Christian man. I mean, he goes to the church down the road from my church. I believe he's trustworthy. Anyway, he he said they're going to install a 10-gallon faucet, and you pump it by foot. I guess you build up pressure or something, air pressure, if you put air in a tank. My dad used to use 55-gallon drums of oil, and he would put the air, like, goes into your tire, the stem. He put a stem on the top of it and fill it up with air, and then you'd open the tap, and the oil would come out. So I think the same thing could work with water. You just fill it up with pressure, water pressure, and the water will come out, and you probably pump it. I'm extrapolating how these work. I don't know. I'm guessing. But he said foot pump. You pump it with your foot to get some pressure so you get some water to come up. And, yeah, so there'll be water there. I don't know where. I guess I'll have to have a gray tank then. Well, it's not as bad as black water tank, though.
No black water.
No black water for Tim. No. And if you don't, anyone listening don't know, the black water is for the human waste, like your toilet. The gray water is like you take a shower or you wash your dishes or whatever. That's gray water. In fact, I've heard it say you can open the tap to your gray water tank and let it dribble out while you're driving on the highway. But you can't, you better not do that with black water. I mean, you got to find a place to dump it. I mean, could you imagine me trying to find a black water dumping spot? I'd call you on the phone. Jimmy, I can't find a place to dump my black water, and I got to get to my gig. And
well, that's why we're going to invent the residential poo centerator.
Hey, they're putting them in houses now.
Yeah.
You know, they're putting these poo, they literally are. I mean, well, they're putting them in tiny homes, you know, the tiny homes, which is a house, but it's a special kind of house. But even, you know, if you want to put a new bathroom, let's say, that doesn't have plumbing, I read an article that they're going, I guess what would be the scenario where you would do that? I mean, you'd still want to have the water with the sink where you could wash your hands. So you'd still want water there. Apparently they're pushing them. When I go to the site, they're pushing them for a lot of applications other than just RVs sort of thing.
The new way, huh?
Yeah. Now I'd like to test run one, make sure I like it, but I don't know that that's, hey, let me try this for a test run.
Yeah. Show up.
I was thinking about that. You know, have you ever used one? No, I haven't, you know, but can you go to their show center and
I need to drive this RV. See if I like this or not.
And well, I need to test the poo incinerator. It's nothing if not an adventure. That's, you know, we say that's kind of our line. It's an adventure, right?
Absolutely.
And I love it. I mean, I'm excited. I'm so motivated, excited, getting into this new world, van life, getting on these Facebook groups and YouTube channels and people talking about, well, this is how we do it. And, you know, there's a whole community about it. But
no, it'll be a blast, man. It's going to be great.
So,
rocking in the shuttle bus.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah. All right. Anything else you got? Should we wrap it up? We're almost at 40 minutes, so we probably can quit.
Yeah,
based on our rules. Artificial rules. Now, Fedge, we gotta have Fedge back on here one of these days.
Absolutely.
But those usually go past an hour.
Our official rules and our imaginary board members are two of my favorite things.
Yeah.
By that, man.
Yeah, the imaginary board members, I told Jimmy that, you know, I try to think about our decisions. What if I had to explain it to the chairman of the board, you know, of me? And how I've had to explain this decision. Would I be embarrassed trying to explain my logic for making this decision? Yeah. So, imaginary board member.
It's super effective, dude. It really is.
All right. Shall we call it a night?
Let's call it a night, my man.
All right, big shooter.
Thanks for watching.
Jimmy D and the Wolf. See you next time.
Peace.